We adore you, most holy Lord Jesus Christ, here and in all your churches throughout the world. And we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Please be seated. St. Francis said he saw nothing corporally, physically, of the Most High Son of God, but his most holy body and blood, which priests receive and which they administer to others. But to make our God so available in this sacrament, he had to become a man, a little baby just like you and me once, before he could grow up to fill up the chalice of his suffering with the last drop of his precious blood. And if the mind of God had not devised and invented this wonderful way of giving himself to us, no human mind could have ever dreamed it possible to come into such a close and such a personal union with him. It took the crucifixion to make our God so available in this sacrament of his love. Not even Almighty God himself could have given us any more. Not even God. Look at him on the cross behind the Blessed Sacrament. There he hangs, pale figure pinned against the wood. God grant that I may love him as I really know I should. I draw a little closer to share that love divine and almost hear him whisper, "Ah, foolish child of mine, if I should now embrace you, my hands would stain you red. And if I lean to whisper, the thorns would pierce your head." Then I knew in silence that love demands a price. 'Twas then I learned that suffering is but the kiss of Christ. I slipped his fingers. I escaped his feet. I ran and hid for him I feared to meet. One day, I passed him fettered on a tree. He turned and looked and beckoned me. Neither by speech nor strength could he prevail. Each hand and foot was pinioned by a nail. He could not run or clasp me if he tried, but if his eyes, he bade me reach his side. "For pity's sake," thought I, "I'll set you free." "Nay, take this cross," said he, "and follow me. This yoke is easy, this burden light, not hard nor grievous if you wear it tight." And so did I follow him who could not move, an uncaught captive in the hands of love. Yes, love is the only word in the vocabulary of our God. Our God speaks only one word. And this is what you and I are going to be judged on at the end of our lives. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Only on our love. So when you're preparing for eternal life and for the end that comes for each of us in sometimes very painful ways, we want to learn to love. There's no better focus to learn to love than Jesus in the crib, Jesus on the cross, and Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. No matter what your sufferings are, and I know they're great among many, many of you here, tremendous, overwhelming,